Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The only man who ever had a perfect reputation laid it aside. That head, which once held a glittering crown of glory and majesty, was stooped under the dews of humility as he walked among men, with no beauty that any man should envy him of, and had not even a place to lay his head. He came into this world to demonstrate that no man can be delivered by the power of the flesh. So he clothed himself in the weakness and frailty of human flesh, that he might demonstrate that the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. Now we are certain that his humiliation was only temporary, insofar as men consider the passing of time. But the fact that he alone is eternal has enabled him to fulfill all righteousness, which that law that he has designed and set in order had demanded of his elect bride, who he had willingly submitted unto it. As a servant, he bowed beneath the awful load of guilt which was heaped upon him, as the sins of all of his people were imputed to him. The law demanded the death of the sinner, and though he knew no sin, yet he became sin for us, and humbled himself under its curse. He bore that awful burden and even endured a fate worse than death as he experienced his Father turn his face away from him, lest he look upon sin. O wonder of all wonders, the Son of the living God has died for sinners. He has been humiliated in their behalf. He has become an outcast, even as the offscouring of the earth. No man helped him. None stood with him. All of those who pledged their allegiance fled like dogs in the hour of his greatest trial. Ah, but wait. This one who hung there in ignominy and shame is no mere man. He is that lion of the tribe of Judah. He is that one who comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah. This is he who is traveling in the greatness of his strength, who has not only dyed his garments red with his own blood, but has triumphed over all of his and his people's enemies. He has made a show of them openly. His mighty arm has brought salvation, and he has unleashed his fury against all that would ever seek to condemn that precious bride whose salvation he has undertook and accomplished. He is mighty to save. But yet as his disciples took his torn and lifeless body from that tree and prepared it for burial in a dark tomb, there was no rejoicing among them. Nor was there any in the courts of heaven as the angels looked on in dumbfounded dismay that such a thing had occurred. How could this happen? The one who stretched out the heavens as a curtain now lies silent and cold in a dark and cold tomb, and a stone is rolled over its opening, hiding him from view. 3 days and three nights, which must have seemed an eternity to them, and was indeed the darkest of times for those disciples who were certain that he was the Messiah who would lead them out of Roman oppression. This one in whom all their confidence was placed in their minds now is a victim rather than a victor. Little do they realize that he who said he was the resurrection and the life would prove it for all of creation to witness on the third day as he broke the surly bonds of death and arose a victor from the dark domain, manifesting his triumph over sin, death, and hell. Once again, the disciples were abuzz with anticipation, as one by one the news came to them that he is indeed risen from the grave. He appeared to them, and their hearts burned each time he spoke to them. And then a very unexpected event occurred, which left them wondering and speechless. Surely, they said, the Lord will now at this time restore the kingdom to Israel. But no. Suddenly and without warning, he is taken from them into the heavens, leaving them completely overwhelmed. Oh, see there, the chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. He is the King of glory. Let the returning triumphant King enter that fair city with the spoils of war. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. The head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. A royal diadem adorns the mighty victor's brow. The highest place that heaven affords belongs to him by right. The King of kings and Lord of lords and heaven's eternal light. Are you a worshiper of this risen King?
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.